Hey y'all, I'm your host, Rita Mercer, your wellness coach, licensed counselor, and virtual friend on this wild and crazy journey called life. On this show, we talk about loss and love, mindset and coping skills, and everything in between to give you all the tools to live fully and freely in all things wellness. Get ready to experience a reset and welcome in more abundance and joy, freedom, wisdom, and wellness. Hey, you got this. This is the Daring Well podcast. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome back to the Daring Well podcast. Today, we're leaning into the importance of establishing rhythms of rest and recovery in our everyday lives. Understanding these rhythms of rest and recovery in each season of our lives is so critical to our overall well-being, as well as our personal and professional development. So let's get started by understanding the sweet importance of rest. Sometimes, I must admit, especially on my days off from work, I feel like a defiant toddler when it comes to rest. Like, let me just keep going and going. But then the next thing I notice is my brain power suffers. My creativity starts to suffer. My mood, my appetite, and I'm also more irritable in my relationships. You get the picture? It's a downhill trajectory when you don't balance your rest. It's unfortunate that our world and our culture creates such a high value in showing up in our work life and our personal life with how much you grind and how much you hustle to prove your worth and your success. This constant need to be on and available to everyone and yet not available to ourselves or our closest loved ones. It's a huge loss. Our culture, filled with all these unwritten rules that people define their identity and sense of worth on doing versus being. All this constant need to be productive in the name of success without prioritizing and balancing rest. Rest is just like time. It's not a luxury, my friend. And finding this rhythm of rest and recovery is super important if we want to operate at our highest optimal level, physically, mentally, socially, and emotionally. So what's the difference between rest and recovery? Well, I'm glad you asked, my friend. Rest refers to that fine line where work or being productive ends, and while on the other hand, recovery involves us actively restoring and replenishing our physical, mental, and emotional resources. In essence, recovery is how we recharge our batteries, how we fill up our cup. And I'm sure you've heard that saying, you can't pour from an empty cup. Research shows that rest and recovery are vital for cognitive functioning, memory consolidation, and overall productivity. Depleting our minds, our bodies, and our spirits of adequate rest, we find ourselves experiencing fatigue, burnout, irritability, prone to stress, and an increase in anxiety and depression, while decreasing our focus and our creativity. Many may think that rest is just about doing nothing, but that couldn't be more farther from the truth. Rest isn't a sign of weakness, laziness, or being unproductive. Rest is all about allowing our minds the freedom to unplug and relax, to dream and to be present focused and mindful so that we can explore new ideas and make connections in our thoughts and in our relationships. In today's fast-paced world with technology allowing us to connect at the speed of light, it is so important to prioritize rest and to find the right rhythm for you, your family, and your lifestyle. We can't afford to walk around as a shell of ourselves because we're just too tired, too drained, and too overwhelmed, and too overcommitted. Prioritizing rest is essential for maintaining balance in our lives. By embracing rest as an important part of our daily routine, we get to cultivate resilience, creativity, and improve our overall well-being. Now that we understand the importance of rest, Let's take a moment to explore some practical strategies for incorporating the rhythms of rest and recovery into our everyday lives. Rhythms are the intentional patterns or routines that help us to create structure in our lives. We all need structure. Living in the margins of life and not prioritizing rest and recovery, it's just not sustainable. Because being busy for the sake of being busy is not sustainable. So let's look at some practical ways to tap into the rhythms of rest and recovery so that we can find more balance, find more joy, and embrace more emotional space for all the relationships that matter. I often say that you can't change something that you're not aware of. So if you truly desire more balance and want to embrace holistic wellness into your life, let's explore some possible barriers. First, as we address some common obstacles, let's look at just the fear of missing out. So that guilt associated with taking out time for yourself and pressure to be constantly productive. With nothing but love, I want to encourage you to lay down that heavy, being busy badge of honor. Let's admit, that constant need to be on for everyone at all times is just flat out exhausting. It's too much to be everything to everyone at every moment of the day. If you're being honest with yourself, you're tired, you're flat out depleted, and you're left with so little emotional energy for yourself and very little left over for your loved ones. At the end of today's episode, I'm going to share some practical tips that you can implement into your everyday life today to get started with overcoming some of these barriers. As you listen today, I encourage you to experiment and to try out some of these different tips and techniques to help you to tap into a better rhythm of rest and recovery. I encourage you to try them a few times before you decide that one of these wellness tools just is not a good fit for you. And try to find what works best for you and in which situations. Explore which tools brings you closer to a sense of peace and restoration. What activities leaves you feeling more refreshed and recharged and rejuvenated? Next, let's look at establishing boundaries. Setting boundaries around work and technology and social commitments is critical for creating space for yourself for rhythms of rest. Whether it's designating specific rest times each day or blocking out hours during the week for small breaks, establishing boundaries helps to prioritize your overall well-being. Another important strategy that I want to discuss is mindful rest practices. So engaging in mindful practices such as meditation, deep breathing exercises, or gentle stretching such as Tai Chi or yoga, that can also help to calm the mind, calm the body, and the spirit, which can promote relaxation and a sense of rejuvenation. Incorporating these practices into our daily routine helps us to navigate stress and cultivate a greater sense of inner peace. Another important strategy for the rhythms of rest and recovery include nurturing relationships. We are all wired for connection. You need different levels of relationship in your lives for balance, for support, for a healthy sense of identity and sense of self. If you're interested in exploring more about developing healthy relationships, please check out episodes 7 and 8 for additional resources. Spending quality time with your loved one, connecting with nature, or pursuing hobbies and interests that bring you joy are essential aspects of rest and recovery. Building strong relationships and engaging in activities that nourish your soul can replenish your energy reserves and enhance your overall well-being. As we wrap up today's episode, let's take a moment to reflect on some next steps for some ways of how we can embrace rhythms of rest and recovery in our everyday lives. After all, we don't want just a temporary fix, but we want and we need the tools to develop a healthy lifestyle that reflects our ongoing commitment to ourselves in terms of health and happiness. To better prioritize healthy rhythms, I encourage you to start with practicing self-compassion. I'm sure that sounds all well and good, but you're probably wondering, what is self-compassion and how do I get started? Self-compassion looks like cultivating a mindset that embodies grace and kindness to yourself as well as recognizing that rest is essential for our overall well-being. So checking in with yourself when your self-talk starts to go down a negative spiral. Instead of letting it go unchecked, check in with those negative thoughts. So instead of thinking of rest as something that I have to do, let's reframe that thought to let rest be easy. Let's try to set rest as a reward, an investment in our long-term health plan and our happiness. And taking a look at self-care isn't just about putting yourself first, but it's all about knowing how to fill your cup so you can work, serve, and love others well. Self-care is necessary for maintaining balance in our physical, mental, social, and emotional health. Whether it's taking a bubble bath, reading a good book, spending some time out recharging in nature, taking a nap, taking a social media or technology detox, or just simply journaling, just to name a few, these are some great ideas of how to practice self-care, which allows us to recharge and show up as our best selves in all areas of our lives. As a licensed counselor and holistic wellness coach, I encourage all of my clients to prioritize at least at a minimum of 5 minutes per day to focus on self-care activities. That will refill your cup. Another aspect of establishing healthy rhythms of rest and recovery include embracing all of your imperfections. So it's essential to recognize that rest isn't always perfect, and it doesn't always need to be a perfect Instagram-worthy picture of your favorite vacation. Sometimes it's messy. Sometimes rest looks unplanned and spontaneous. Embracing all of your imperfections and allowing yourself time and permission to rest in whatever way that feels most true and authentic to you, that's going to be nourishing. That's going to be the key to fostering a healthy relationship with rest. Finally, practicing gratitude for all of the moments of rest and rejuvenation in your life can help to shift your mindset, your perspective, and to help you to cultivate a deeper sense of contentment and fulfillment. My sweet friend, by acknowledging and appreciating that sweet gift of rest, we can live more fully and courageously in our lives. Also, I encourage you to be more intentional and find those moments to prioritize activities that bring you more joy and a deeper sense of fulfillment and connection. As we close out today's episode, I just want to take a moment to say thank you for joining me on the Daring Well podcast. I hope that you found today's topic of exploring the rhythms of rest and recovery helpful as you embrace your wellness journey. Remember, by prioritizing rest, we not only enhance our own well-being, but it also empowers us to show up as ourselves more fully and truly in all of our relationships. Until next time, keep living, keep loving, and daring well. Take care and God bless. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Daring Well podcast. I hope you found inspiration, insights, and practical tips that will support you on your holistic wellness journey. Remember, true well-being encompasses more than just the physical. It's all about nurturing your mind, body, and spirit in perfect harmony. I encourage you to take what you've learned today and integrate it into your everyday life, one day and one step at a time. If you enjoyed today's episode and want to continue exploring the world of holistic wellness, be sure to subscribe to the Daring Well podcast so you never miss an episode filled with transformative conversations and actionable advice. And if you're looking for even more inspiration and encouragement to embrace a holistic wellness lifestyle, be sure to follow us on social media. See all of our social media links in the bio to follow Daring Well for daily doses of holistic wellness tips and community support. Thank you again for being part of the Daring Well podcast community. Together, let's dare to live well in mind, body, and spirit. Until next time, keep daring well and embracing the journey one day at a time. Take care. God bless.